Coming up on 8:45 at 97.9 The Hill, and of course we do this every Thursday morning. It's time for This is Tourism, the weekly feature on this show made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors. The guests influence the local impact of tourism in our community every day, and we depend on that a lot. Joining us now is Andrew Strickland, the general manager at AC Hotel by Marriott Chapel Hill Downtown. The four-story, 123-room hotel that opened in Chapel Hill at the end of last year, not that long ago, is described as a European-inspired, frictionless, elegant hotel. I'm going to ask Andrew to describe all that in just a moment here. But one interesting fact is that the rooms were built beforehand and stacked together using a crane, which we did a news story on that. I remember it's a popular building method in Europe. While he's an Orange County hospitality expert of over 8 years outside of the hotel, Andrew loves saltwater fishing and cooking with his wife and two kids, Lindley and Teddy. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Ron, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, great.
Thanks for having us.
It's going to be another hot day today, so I guess any time you can be inside is really a good opportunity.
Definitely. Yeah.
Now, you have one of the newest hotels in Chapel Hill. As I mentioned, just opened late last year. Do you find your guests happy to have another option in downtown?
Certainly. You know, we're lucky enough in Chapel Hill to have a lot of great hotels and a lot of great hotels that have history with us. Our guests are definitely happy to have a new option in downtown. One of the more particular things about our hotel is we are a Marriott property. So we have Marriott properties in the area, but we haven't had a Marriott property directly downtown. So a lot of those faithful, loyal Marriott members have been looking for something down there when they're coming to events on the weekends, if they're coming to weddings, or if they're coming to any university events, or just our business travelers. They've been looking for that Marriott property. So then to have the new brand with Marriott, with AC Hotels, I would have to say we're one of the only towns that has an AC hotel. There in a lot of the bigger cities that you're going to find the AC hotels, but not in at many smaller towns. And so we're really lucky to have this kind of brand here that has the culture that what we're looking for seasoned travelers right in the middle of downtown.
Of course, one of the things that sets our community apart is the fact that it's a campus community. Campuses are right next to downtown. But I'm just wondering, what is the demographic of your guest? Describe your typical guest, if you would.
Yeah, certainly. I would say it's more of a psychographic because it's not going to be a specific demographic. It's someone that's, you know, well seasoned, that's looking to engage in the local community. They're not there to be at our hotel to stay inside their hotel room the entire time. They really want to connect with the vibrant downtown that we have. Most of the time they're here for a reason. They want a frictionless stay. They want to come in. They want to use the hotel for what they need it for. They may be doing business. They may need the quick Wi-Fi, the good Wi-Fi access. They want a good breakfast. In the evening, they want to be able to transition from working all day to quickly transition into our lounge at night, where we'll kind of turn the lights down and turn the music up and have crafted cocktails. So they want to be able to work in that and frictionlessly change and not have to find another place to go. And then they want to talk to the bartender and find out what's going on that evening. They don't want to stay in the hotel the entire time. You know, they want to know about our great restaurants, you know, like, you know, Acme or some of, you know, Al's Burgers, you know, what's new, what's hot right now. And they want to be a part of that. So I think that's really what that psychographic that our guest is really kind of inspires to be.
Turning down the lights and turning up the music. I like the sound of that. That sounds a lot of fun. I would imagine that you have people come to the AC Hotel by Marriott from not only all over the country, but they're here from all over the world, right?
Certainly. As far as the university reaches is where we see our guests come from. So internationally, we consistently see international guests coming in to either do research or visit the campus. But then a lot of times, too, we're seeing we see a lot of our friends from Charlotte and some of our feeder cities in Atlanta and Washington, D.C. A lot of times guests that have stayed out in RTP for years or over in Raleigh for years now with the hotel options that we have in downtown Chapel Hill and all the restaurants and the changes that we have, we're starting to see a lot of those travelers opposed to staying in RTP or Raleigh really coming out into Chapel Hill and staying during the midweek, which is excellent for us in Orange County.
Now, when you first walked in, I described this hotel as a European-inspired hotel, European concept, and you've already mentioned the adjective frictionless a couple of times. What exactly exactly does that mean, and what is, how is a European-inspired hotel different from the regular hotel?
Yeah, well, one of the main things that sticks out with a European-inspired hotel to begin with is our breakfast. So our breakfast, we're going to do hand-sliced prosciutto daily. We're doing tarts. We import croissants. We're going to do other cured meats and cheeses. So that's different than what we're used to here with biscuits and gravy and, you know, bacon. So that's something that we do different. And then also a la carte wise, you can get consuelas, or we do a egg toast with arugula and prosciutto, and then espresso drinks as well. So our breakfast is a little bit different in that sense. And then at night, our menu is a tapas inspired menu. So we're going to do small plates, with some of the cured meats. And then we're going to have, just a range of Spanish wines to go to match with that. From the rooms, it's very modern in the standpoint of not a lot of color, a lot of neutral colors. When you walk into the hotel, there's not going to be a lot of collateral anywhere. It's for you. So when you walk into your room, you're not removing collateral off your desk to get to work. You can sit right down and start working. And it's really, the room is built for the guests to be able to frictionlessly go in and out of the room to get done what they need to get done.
There's that term again, and I guess you mean that it's easy to kind of transition from the hotel to the community and to what's happening in downtown and everything else. It's kind of a cool concept, and I'm all about the prosciutto.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to know that. That's really great. But I know that you've been at the hotel since the end of last year when it opened up, but also you've been in this community for a long time. What do your guests tell you about all the changes that are taking place in Chapel Hill?
Yeah, so a lot of our guests, you know, let's just say it's alumni coming back for the first time in, you know, maybe 5 years. It's always, what was here? You know, where am I in town? I know where I'm at, but it's kind of hard for me to visualize that. But from their standpoint, bringing their families back and bringing their kids back, they have all the tradition, a lot of the traditional places and the tradition that they can go to, and they can say, hey, this is where I, you know, this is the dorm I was in. This is where we used to love to go eat. And this is, you know, let's go eat here. But they also have a lot of other luxuries now that they did not have before, you know, with a lot of the new restaurants in town. You know, we have Gentleman Corner that we can send them to right around the corner from the hotel. So if they want to, you know, get a souvenir or something, it's not that, you know, they have places that they can go to find that unique apparel, you know, right across the street from the hotel. And then, yeah, you know, we also just have the modern luxuries of the Target right there. So if we have a late night guest and someone just forgot something, they have that right across the street, that they can really, you know, the convenience factor of that.
That's awesome. I didn't realize you had 123 rooms. That is a lot of space to accommodate a lot of guests. And just fantastic. Obviously, you bring a lot of money into the Chapel Hill Carborough community, and we certainly love that, and that's what this this conversation is all about, the impact of tourism in our community. And we appreciate your being here today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I'm going to come down there and get some prosciutto and some of those European cheeses.
Sounds good. We'll be there for you.
This is Tourism. Thank you for joining us. My conversation with Andrew Strickland today. You can find our conversation and photos later on in the day on demand on chapelboro.com. And we'll also put it on Instagram and Facebook as well. Did you know you can get current news of our North Carolina communities delivered straight to your inbox? Sign up for Orange Slices and see how our downtown Target is performing. The county's jail plans, Nina Freelon coming to the Stone Center, and a lot more. Sign up for Orange Slices on visitchapelhill.org, and we'll catch you next Thursday morning for another This is Tourism feature, thanks to our incredible partner, the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau.